time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The Fairfield area weather calling for mostly sunny skies today, a high in the mid-80s, partly cloudy tonight, low around 68. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. Larry Castle, national president of the Ruritans, was in Fairfield last week visiting area Ruritan clubs. Castle spoke of the focus of the Ruritans, saying their rural nature differs from other organizations.
The thing that attracts me to Ruritan is that we actually serve small communities, the rural small communities. In most organizations, service organizations, there's a major focus in at the national level, and most of what happens goes towards that. In Ruritan, the clubs decide what they do. It's really based on the needs of the community and how this group of volunteers can step in and help service that community and address that need.
Castle visited the WFIW studios Friday morning and visited the morning coffee program. More news after this break.
Tired of high-priced service calls? At Finley's Refrigeration, I take pride in answering all calls and giving prompt, courteous 24-hour emergency service. We service all brands and will install high-quality new equipment to keep your home or business comfortable all year round. We accept all major credit cards, checks, and cash. Save yourself a lot of money and a lot of heartache today by calling or texting Finley's Refrigeration for all your cooling and heating needs at 618-599-9888. That's 618-599-9888.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, Act Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
The Wayne County Fair runs through the end of this week at the Wayne County Fairgrounds in Fairfield. Fair activities actually got underway late last week. However, weather conditions forced the cancellation of Saturday's Lucas Oil Tractor Pull. Wayne County Fair Board President Gary Carter said the event would not be rescheduled due to track conditions. All other activities went on as planned Saturday. Tonight's grandstand event is the Fairfield Ministerial Alliance Gospel Concert at 6 p.m., Carter said they have provided free rides for the night. Grandstand events this week include the FNB Harness Racing event Monday at 6 with prizes given to the community between races. Tuesday night will feature flat track races at 7. Wednesday will feature go-kart racing. Thursday will feature a mini sprint. And Friday night will be the popular Demolition Derby. The fair runs through this Saturday night with free admission to attend. Dry weather in the forecast this week, except for Wednesday afternoon, should help with area rivers. The latest stages this morning, Little Wabash east of Fairfield, 24.1 feet. That's actually up a tenth from Saturday's reading. Flood stage is 17 feet. At Clay City, the stage is 18.4 feet. That's up three-tenths from Saturday's reading. Flood stage there is 18 feet. At Carmi, the stage today, 29 feet, 2 feet above flood stage. Skillet Fork at Wayne City is at 8.1 feet, flood stage 15 feet. And the Wabash at Mount Carmel stands at 14.5 feet today, flood stage 19 feet. Three people were involved and injured in an accident in Gallatin County early Saturday afternoon. State police at the District 19 post at Carmi say the accident occurred at 12:35 p.m., according to police, 80-year-old Frank D. Burke of Watson, Illinois, was driving a Lincoln MKZ southbound on Illinois Route 1 when, for unknown reasons, he failed to stop at the intersection with Illinois Route 141. 41-year-old Nathan D. Baldwin of Norris City was eastbound on Illinois Route 141 in a Chevy Equinox and proceeded through the intersection after stopping and was hit by Burke's vehicle. Both drivers and a passenger in Burke's vehicle, 68-year-old Carolyn A. Siebert of Watson, were taken to area hospitals for treatment of their injuries. Burke was ticketed for disobeying a stop sign. Police were assisted at the scene by the Gallatin County Sheriff's Department, Gallatin County Rural Fire Department, Deaconess Ambulance Service, and C&T Towing. Illinois State Police District 19 Interim Commander Lieutenant Lance Hinkle has announced the activity and enforcement figures for the month of June. Troopers in District 19, which includes Wayne, Edwards, White, Wabash, Hamilton, Saline, and Gallatin counties, recorded 1,459 incidents during the month. Enforcement activity consisted of 526 citations and 1,088 written warnings, including 271 speeding citations, 6 DUIs, 63 occupant restraint citations, 13 criminal arrests, and 404 written warnings for speeding. Troopers also assisted 82 motorists, conducted 202 motor carrier safety inspections, and investigated 36 traffic crashes. There were no fatal traffic crashes investigated by District 19 during June. Also, District 19 issued 373 citations and 488 written warnings for the fatal four violations. These violations are most associated with fatal traffic crashes and include DUI, speeding, failure to wear a seatbelt, and distracted driving. Those with travel plans to far southern Illinois in the next few days may want to have an alternate route in mind. The Cave and Rock Ferry has temporarily halted service due to a mechanical issue. The service was halted early Saturday morning. Ferry operator Lonnie Lewis said the closure could be for a couple of days to allow repairs to the rudder. Due to the extended period of flooding, the ferry has encountered quite a bit of debris floating down the river. Lewis believes something may have damaged the rudder, forcing the ferry boat to be taken out of service for repairs. The Cave and Rock Ferry connects Illinois Route 1 and Kentucky 91 across the Ohio River between Crittenden County, Kentucky and Hardin County, Illinois. The ferry normally operates from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week and carries about 500 vehicles across the Ohio River in an average day. The Cave and Rock Ferry is operated by an independent contractor with joint funding from Kentucky Transportation Cabinet and the Illinois Department of Transportation through a ferry authority. The Illinois gasoline tax doubled this past Monday in a bid to help with infrastructure needs. The change set off a social media storm with many border area residents saying they'll be going to neighboring states to buy their fuel. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the increase should have been small, but the tax hasn't increased in nearly three decades and never reacted to inflation.
The gas tax increase, I just want to remind you of something. In 1990 was the last time there was a gas tax increase in this state. It was not indexed to inflation. If it had been indexed to inflation, the gas tax today would be exactly what we put it at. Now remember, all those years have been lost of infrastructure investment as a result of the failure to index the gas tax. So,
Governor Pritzker said while many residents aren't happy with the jump, the trucking industry has been in favor of the capital bill that it will fund.
Even the trucking industry has been very much in favor of this capital bill because they know that although they're going to spend some money on gasoline, they're going to save a lot of money in wear and tear and depreciation, and so too will families across Illinois.
The tax increased from 19 to 38 cents per gallon. The Illinois Policy Institute estimates inflation adjustments will increase the tax by a penny each year. Excitement is building for Illinois communities that will enjoy new gaming opportunities under the state's Rebuild Illinois program. Kim Howard has that story.
The program, which will help with road repairs, construction projects, and more, is being partially funded by an expansion of gambling in Illinois. That includes six new land-based casinos. One will be at Walker's Bluff in Carterville, which Senator Dale Fowler says will be a big boon for the area.
You know, this is far more than a gaming bill. This is about creating a destination that will be first class in the entire Midwest. And it's going to be an incredible caveat to all the other opportunities that we have here in southern Illinois.
The other casinos will be located in Chicago, Rockford, Waukegan, the South Suburbs, and Danville. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Illinois State Police are reminding drivers about a change in the fine structure for traffic offenses. As of Monday, fines will cost more, says Trooper Jason Wilson.
For actually for all traffic offenses, the starting cost is, with the state offense, $164 from $120. One of the more significant increases is they've actually lumped seatbelt citations into the basic traffic citation. So it's no longer a $60 fine. It has also jumped up to the $164 with all other traffic offenses.
Wilson says texting while driving has become a moving violation, meaning the offense can impact your insurance rates. Unity officials say a raccoon is to blame for a power outage that affected Illinois state office buildings in Springfield. Springfield City Water, Light, and Power officials say the raccoon found its way into an electrical cabinet and damaged equipment, causing the Monday outage in downtown Springfield. Reports indicate about 210 customers were without power, while most were restored by Monday afternoon. The building that houses the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity was closed Monday. Other affected government buildings included the state treasurer's unclaimed property operations and the Department of Children and Family Services. Unity officials say the raccoon did survive. That's news. Area deaths next.
When we think of a real estate agent, we think of somebody simply selling our home or finding us a new one. I mean, they're all the same, right?
Okay, here's the comps. We'll take some pics, we'll post them, and I'll get back to you, okay?
A home is life-changing, and your real estate agent should reflect that. Honesty, integrity, and someone who will go above and beyond to make your dreams come true.
Hometown Realty. We're different because you're different. We want what you want. Experience the difference today. Call us at 842-7510.
I'm Mike Graith, and I get 2 minutes every morning. The goal is to make you think about a local, state, or national story. I give you my honest take, and it always contains my opinion. You may not agree. That's okay. Good people can disagree on issues and still be respectful. I love it when my commentary spawns a good debate. Talk isn't always cheap. It plays weekdays here on the station listened to, not just heard. Thank you for listening.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 85-year-old Fairfield resident Donnie Hilliard died at 11:41 Thursday morning at Lavender Ridge in Mount Vernon. He had been a carpenter for many years and was also a former Barnhill Township trustee. He was a veteran of the U.S. Army. He was a member and deacon at West Antioch General Baptist Church in Mill Shoals. He'd also served as a deacon at New Hope General Baptist Church in Fairfield, as well as Rock Branch General Baptist Church in Sisney. He last attended King's Chapel Church in Fairfield. He enjoyed singing and had sang with several groups throughout his lifetime. He was a graduate of Sisney High School's class of 1951. Surviving are three sons, Randy of Sisney, Jim of Shepherdsville, Kentucky, and Greg of Mount Vernon, seven grandchildren and three great-granddaughters. Funeral services for Donnie Hilliard will be at 1 p.m. Tuesday at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Burial in Sisney Cemetery with full military rides provided by the Anthony Wayne Post 176 American Legion and Wayne County Post 4535 VFW. Visitation from 11 a.m. Tuesday until the time of service at the funeral home. Memorial donations can be made to the Alzheimer's Association and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, which is in charge of the arrangements. 79-year-old McLeansboro resident Robert Bob Eit died at 2:05 Thursday morning at Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. Visitation for Bob Eit will be held from 5 to 8 this evening at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. A rosary service will be conducted at 7. Funeral services will be at 10 a.m. Monday at St. John's Baptist Catholic Church in Piopolis. Burial in St. John Baptist Catholic Cemetery. Graveside military rites will be accorded by the American Legion Post 106 of McLeansboro and the Military Honor Team of Marion. Memorials may be made to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at our website at wfiwradio.com. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
Big games, breaking news, and behind-the-scenes stories. This is Bill Pollack, your host for the Big Ten Today each weekday here on WFIW. The Big Ten Conference is legendary, and we'll keep you updated. From football to basketball and everything in between, the Big Ten Today gives you exclusive access to news from every Big Ten program. Tune in weekdays for the Big Ten Today right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your News Talk Connection.
Here's your sports update for today. Major League Baseball yesterday, the San Francisco Giants beat the St. Louis Cardinals 8-4. In the Battle of the Chicagos, the Cubs beat the White Sox 6-3, Pittsburgh over Milwaukee 12-2, and Cleveland beat Cincinnati 7-2. St. Louis Cardinals and the San Francisco Giants wrap up their series out west this afternoon. The game can be heard on WOKZ 105.9 beginning at 2:10 p.m. And the Cubs play the White Sox again today. The Fairfield Public Golf Course is looking for at least 15 volunteers each evening from 5 to 8 p.m. this Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to help spread Bermuda grass stolons to expand the fairways on holes 3, 4, and 5. A volunteer sign-up sheet is posted outside the pro shop to help coordinate and plan the efforts. For more information, you can call 847-7222. That's your sports update for today.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney in San Francisco. The Cardinals couldn't make a couple of plays in the outfield last night, and those misplays burned them. A grand slam by pinch hitter Austin Slater in the fourth inning proved to be the difference in a Giants 8-4 win.
A two-run home run by Pablo Sandoval late also didn't help. A three-run inning put the game out of reach. The Cardinals did give it a finish. Paul Goldschmidt hit another home run, an opposite field blast. He drove in four runs in the game, and he's starting to get hot.
But it was not a very good start by Miles Michaelis.
He was not sharp. He did not walk batters. That's typical Michaelis. But he gave up the big hit, and he's had the big inning time and time again. He just can't seem to get his breaking pitches, the command of those that he wants, and he's just getting beat again by one pitch or two pitches, and that's what happened.
The Cardinals lost 2 out of 3 in San Diego, but won 2 out of 3 in Seattle, and have a chance to win 2 out of 3 in San Francisco behind Jack Flaherty today. And we're on the air at 2:10.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
The Fairfield area weather, mostly sunny today, a high near 86, partly cloudy tonight, a low around 68, mostly sunny Monday, a high of 86, mostly sunny Tuesday, a high near 88, Wednesday, partly sunny, 30% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, a high of 90, and sunny skies predicted Thursday and Friday, highs near 85. Under partly cloudy skies, present Fairfield temperature is 74.